delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
18 after on this Friday. I'm going to have the story of this teacher. There was a teacher that doing a mock assassination of Donald Trump in class with a video screen up. I'll tell you about that in a minute. It's repugnant. Absolutely repugnant. Can you imagine if anybody had done such a thing? Seriously. If anybody had done such a thing with Barack Obama, or anybody for that matter, in front of kids at school. At any rate, the world is a crazy place these days. Let's talk about what Donald Trump had to say about illegal aliens that are criminals. At that meeting in Philadelphia, the president discussing and reiterating his strong resolve on expediting the removal of criminal aliens here in America, part of the people he wants removed, about 2 million, he says. It's clip 7. Quick listen to Donald Trump talking about the removal of criminals that are not legal here. Go.
We've put in place the first steps in our immigration plan, ordering the immediate construction of the border wall, putting an end to catch and release, expediting the removal of criminal air. This is so important to me. From day one, I've said it, and I mean the immediate removal of criminal aliens. They're going to be gone fast. And finally, at long last, cracking down on sanctuary cities. It's time to restore the civil rights of Americans, to protect their jobs, their hopes, and their dreams for a much better future. We've also withdrawn from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, paving the way for new one-on-one trade deals that protect and defend the American worker. And believe me, we're going to have a lot of trade deals. Mitch, don't worry about it. Just give me a little time. But they'll be one-on-one. They won't be a whole big mash pot. There'll be one-on-one deals, and if that particular country doesn't treat us fairly, we send them a 30-day termination, notice of termination, and then they'll come and say, please don't do that, and we'll negotiate a better deal during that 30-day period. The other way, you can't get out of it. It's like quicksand. Plus, we're going to have very, very strong controls over monetary manipulation and devaluation.
There you go. See how that's how that works. We're going to have negotiation policies and standards and guidelines, and if you violate those, we'll let you know, and we won't continue that way. The hotline open, 888-900-9966. Mike checking in, Wham listener in Ann Arbor. Mike, welcome to it.
Morning, Steve. Yesterday I heard that the cost of the American government was between $30 to $50 billion for the illegal immigrants from Mexico. Mr. El Jefe Peña down in Mexico, we need to send that cost back to him, and let's see how his talk is so big and virile against our president. This is a cost that we bear for schooling these kids, police protection, medical care, food, and housing. This is a cost that I as a taxpayer, you as a taxpayer, are paying for Mr. Peña's people that are coming over here. And another way that we can cut this garbage out is force the Mexicans. They're awash with oil. Let's send 6 super tankers down there. Tell them, fill them up. We sell them on the world market, and there's the money for the wall.
There you go, Mike. Thanks for checking in. Mike's been giving this some thought, as you should as well. 888-900-9966. Steve standing by in Lansing today, listening to WJIM in Lansing. Steve, welcome to the program.
And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Thank you for the privilege of coming on.
Thank you.
My question is, what gives these governors and or mayors the right to override state and or federal law when it comes to the sanctuary city stuff and not throwing the bums in jail? What kind of a mindset allows a known criminal who has murdered and raped to let them go free? Because that's what
this is. Well, for example, if I may, in Chicago, for example, where Rahm Emanuel is the mayor, he's not held accountable The state of Illinois can't overpower the city of Chicago when it comes to votes, so it continues on. So 90% of Illinois probably would do exactly what you said and enforce these laws. Rahm Emanuel doesn't have to. He's going to get elected anyway. See, so he's in power anyway.
How can you say no to something like this when you're the person responsible and yet sidestep the responsibility?
There's no accountability. There's no accountability, Steve. I agree with you. There's just no accountability. And if these people are not fearful of losing their jobs through the way of the elections, which they're not, obviously, then they just stay in power. Yeah, they're not. Here's what's going to happen. They are going to take their money away. The checkbook's going to go away. The money flowing from Washington is going to dry up, and that is going to get their attention.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. It's Free for All Friday, which means you can be like Mike or Steve and be part of this conversation, and we encourage that. So what do you think? What's going to happen to the southern border? Is the wall going up? Because it sure looks that way. Is Mexico going to come to the table? I can assure you they will. They can't look the other way. I can assure you Mexico will get there because they don't want a 20% tax at the border. And if that's the first volley, well, then guess what? They're going to have to come back and find themselves a better deal because they can't live with that deal. Because a 20% border tariff, tax, whatever you'd like to call it, would be crushing to Mexican industry, you see. And, of course, America's their biggest trading partner, so they need to figure something out. So President Nieto is going to have to come back to the table. You see what Donald Trump's done here? He's put him in a corner. Well, you can do this or we'll give you a 20% tax. You choose. And now that Donald Trump, it's a negotiation. Even if the guy doesn't show up, it's a negotiation. And the negotiation doesn't stop because Nieto didn't come to the meeting. In fact, Nieto not coming to the meeting might put the U.S. in a stronger position to say, here's what we're going to do and here's what we want. And what Nieto ought to be doing is trying to figure out through back channels how he can make this a win for his country, or at least appear that way, and a win for the U.S. so that everybody comes out on top. It's 25 after on a Free-for-All Friday.